Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Instagram has introduced translation technology. Marketers increase their collaboration with agencies and a new study reveals Sweden's most popular e-commerce sites. Instagram is due to implement translation technology into its service in the coming months. The feature will be available in the Options tab under each image and will translate comments, descriptions, and user biographies into the user's chosen language using machine translation. Instagram said in the announcement post that it had become more global than they had ever imagined, and that as a user, you would be able to understand the full story of a moment no matter what language you speak. Although it's noted that not all languages spoken around the world will be supported. Whilst Facebook, Twitter, and other major social media sites have been using machine translation for some time now, the new addition will bring Instagram fully up to date with its competitors by July. Recent research from SODA, an organization that puts out annual reports on the state of marketing innovation, has shown that marketers are increasing their reliance on agency partners. In an increase from the past 2 years, 52% of marketers said in the survey that they are now partnered with two or even three agencies in 2016. One factor this was put down to was the increasingly technologically complex techniques that digital marketing is currently employing. Supporting this statement were the results from another study from SODA reporting that over 60% of marketers suggested that the largest skills gap areas were user experience and executive management. Research by global coupon site Couponation into Swedish e-commerce has unveiled the most popular international and domestic websites amongst consumers. Netflix, eBay, and Amazon's international sites make up the top three internationally, with Amazon and eBay's UK sites appearing in the top 10 list, along with Amazon's German site. On the domestic front, Blocket.se was the most popular Swedish e-commerce site, with IKEA.com appearing fifth in the list and H&M's international site coming seventh. Netflix had around 75 million hits in the 6 months before the study, whilst Blocket.se had 125 million hits, putting it almost 100 million hits above its nearest competitor in the domestic market. The US government has unveiled new laws that pave the way for more freedom for commercially run drones. In a hope to open up opportunities for new businesses inspecting crops or taking aerial photography, the regulations also open the door for faster e-commerce delivery. When Amazon introduced drones to its delivery system last year, it was met with a strict set of rules to keep people on the ground safe. President Obama said that we are in the early days of an aviation revolution that will change the way we do business, but added it was still important to keep people safe. However, the Federal Aviation Administration said that e-commerce deliveries would require a different set of regulations, but said that such activities would be permitted under a waiver program, whilst promising to make the process as streamlined as possible. And finally, Google Fiber has announced the acquisition of high-speed internet company Webpass. With Google Fiber now launched in five major cities around the US and with plans to grow, the fact that Webpass operates its own gigabit network will help Google approach residential markets to take on established providers. Regarding the acquisition, president of Webpass, Charlie Barr, has assured current customers that nothing will change for the foreseeable future regarding the day-to-day operation of our business, your service, or pricing. With Google Fiber looking to bolster its presence around the US and currently looking to expand into a further 20 cities, the move could prove essential in becoming an established high-speed internet option. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.